But here we go, another episode of questions and answers with the Elohim. This is organized by Winfrey with his co-host and lifetime partner Terry Brown, who has the fantastic gift of being able to channel the sources from the Ra Group, Elohim Group, and others. So tonight, if you have a question, you can submit it per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com, and Wynn will go through those questions during this show, and your question, if it applies, will be asked to our sources. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
It's Wynn in Chandler, Arizona.
In Chandler. Hello. Welcome, Wynn. Thank you for being
Hello.
Here.
Hey, Wynn.
Hi. Is Leonard on the line by any chance?
Is who?
A gentleman by the name of Leonard.
No, I have not seen so. Not that I know.
Okay.
There's been a number of people that didn't announce.
Right, so I don't know. Might be. We did have just another person join. Welcome. Feel free to say a name and location.
Good evening, everyone. It's Wanda from Leventhal, Saskatchewan.
All right, Wanda. Good evening to you and welcome.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello,
everybody. Thank you, guys.
All right. And when Terry isn't here yet either on the phone line.
She's right next to me.
Okay. All right. Glad to hear that. All right. And someone else joined in. Welcome. Feel free to say a name and location.
Hi, it's Jill from Rochester, Minnesota.
Good evening to you, Jill. Welcome.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jill. Hi, everybody.
Dying Father is here as well.
Hi, Jill.
Dying Father.
Hi, Dad. Love you.
Love you too, sweetie.
I love you both too. Don't forget.
We love you too.
Thank you so much. We don't know what to do without you.
Wynn, I'm very glad you're here and that Terry is here. Are you guys settled? And do you want to get this episode started with the questions and answers?
Terry, are you ready?
Do you have internet connection, Wynn? Oops. Okay. I shouldn't have asked that he drops out.
Don't ask him any questions.
Oh, let's pray to the satellite. Satellite one, satellite two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here we are live on BBS. And here we have the show host, Winfrey, back online.
Hello.
Thank you for being here, Win.
Welcome back.
Say hello. You're on.
You're really low.
Type in 534169.
514-1369 or something like that. Yeah.
Did you get my question?
Is it coming out? Oh, where's your headset, Terry? Say something.
I hear you in the background, Terry.
Did you get my question?
Sounds like so disconnected.
I hear you in the background, Terry.
Through Wynn's phone.
Now, Terry, I don't see your line, so you seem to not have called in yet.
No, she's here.
Okay.
But that's not my fault.
What is it?
When?
I'll be right there.
Yes, I got you first. Oh, you did. Okay, thank you.
Lynn, we can barely hear you.
Yeah, they're getting still organized over there in the studio automobile. Someone else joined in. This is Terry. Welcome, dear angel.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Terry doesn't hear you yet.
Okay. And it's bouncing right now. You have echo.
Yeah.
Okay. Do something, Win, because it's bouncing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm muted Terry's phone right now, so let me know when you want me to unmute.
Okay.
Everybody listening in, this is due to COVID. Sorry, usually we're organized. That's an excuse you hear everywhere. Might as well use
it too.
Yeah.
Blame everything else on it. Why not?
Right.
You know, right. One phone.
All right. Test, 1, 2. And here we have someone else join in. Welcome.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Dharmananda, you're just in time, my friend. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hello,
everybody. Hello,
Dharmananda. Hello.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hi.
Where does Dharmananda live?
What?
What city is Dharmananda in?
Yeah.
In the Creek of the Boulders.
Oh, yeah. California.
The Creek of the Boulders.
Boulder Creek.
Yeah. California.
That was cute.
A lot of boulders in Boulder Creek.
Born on the riverside.
Yeah. Aptly named.
Beautiful here.
Yeah, Colorado is gorgeous.
Beautiful here.
We're on the line yet?
Our town has
yes,
a creek
he's
with
getting it.
Boulders in it too.
Got it.
I just got my question.
Guys hear,
I hope he answered.
Do you guys hear Terry?
Hold on, let me unmute her phone. Hello,
yeah,
Terry.
Yeah, I can hear everybody.
Oh,
I can hear everybody.
Loud.
Hi, everybody.
All right.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi.
We can hear you better than Wynn.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah,
you sound good.
Yeah. All right. I'm on my headset. It's a good headset.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Must be. Yeah,
good going, Terry.
Working good.
Hi.
You should throw your other headsets away so you don't
yeah.
get up.
No, they're all over. They hung all over my bookcase.
Okay, look. Let's get started because we got a lot
all
of questions
right.
tonight.
Okay?
Wait,
all right.
Here we go. Question from me, Wanda.
Yes.
And Dharma,
okay,
all right.
You.
Is Leonard on the phone?
Have not
Leonard.
Heard of him.
Oh, Leonard.
We were checking into a motel earlier, okay? And when we walked in, this guy was sitting in the lobby and comes up to me and says, "Do you know where we can find a shaman?"
Because I have something that needs to be removed from my back.
Hey, Wendy.
Muted.
You want to say more, Wendy?
No, just that we invited him to the call tonight for the question.
Okay, cool.
But he's not here, okay?
July 29th.
The recording has started.
This is July 29th, 2020, 6:21, Terry and Wynn in Chandler, Arizona. And hello to everybody on BBS Radio. And this is the call where we ask questions which you have submitted to us. And thank you all for being here. And keep in mind that we had the most amazing experience with Dr. King and his friend, beyond
Reverend
amazing,
Bill.
Reverend Bill.
Is Reverend Bill traveling with him from his home base, or?
He flew in. He flew in to be with him.
And now he's traveling with him.
Yeah, and they were in, what's the name of the city, Terry?
Tucson.
They were in Tucson together, and now they're traveling together. They went back to Sedona, and in a very short period, maybe tomorrow, they're going to
Los Angeles,
and for a couple of days to do sessions on people, and then they're traveling to San Francisco to do sessions, the two of them together.
Do you know the dates yet for San Francisco?
I think August 4th, August 3rd. But Raiden is helping him stay coordinated, okay?
Okay.
And Raiden can tell you, he was there and he witnessed all the things that happened in Tucson. And I don't really want to share it on the line here.
Would you be okay if I open the line for Raiden so he can tell us the dates?
Yeah.
The dates of LA, Raiden, and the dates of...
Raiden, are you on the line, Raiden?
Here, I'm muting him right now.
Well, okay. Say greetings,
Raiden. Hi, Raiden.
Hey, sweetheart.
Raiden. Okay, look. We don't have time for sounding great, but thank you.
excuse me, quickly. You invited me, ding dong.
All right. Well, I'm inviting you as Dr. Ging's
agenda.
Appointment keeper and agenda.
Okay, I'm going to say it in one word, nebulous.
Nebulous. All right, well, here's the deal. Can I give everybody your phone number so you can
I'd best for them to email him directly at his Gmail. He pays more
You know what, guys? Email me and I will make sure it gets to Raiden and he'll call you back, okay?
But Raiden's keeping... Do you know the dates for L.A. and for
when he said nebulous,
this whole thing is on such a high vibration, and it's very, very nebulous. This is what I'm saying. Right now, many unexpected things happen. His car cannot leave. He's in my car. going up to rent a car right now, you know, and he'll be back here maybe in an hour. Then he's got to get packed up, and they're going to be heading out. So that's what I'm saying. All you got to do is, like, do his Gmail thing, and he'll do his best. I have, you know, when he's here, I have more of an idea, you know, because he's here. I can, you know, walk in the next room or, you know.
Listen, okay. What's happening? Okay, just listen a moment, okay? Just listen.
Mm-hmm.
He is getting frazzled because people are calling and it's getting overwhelmed. And, like, if you call his phone, which he usually does, to answer and schedule people, the answering machine is filled up, okay? I'm not sure to look at his emails to get it. But email me and just make sure you put Dr. Ging in the subject line. And then put either Los Angeles.
Can we play it this way, that if Raiden knows for Los Angeles dates and time,
what Raiden was trying to tell you, Heis, is that
he's trying, just a moment.
Heis thinks it's too linear. It's not linear enough. He'll say he's going to be there, and things are like suddenly. For example, he'll be in Tucson. And thinks he's going to spend 2 days in Tucson. And then people keep pouring in the door, and he's there for 5 days. So then he has to change all the schedules for everyone else. Okay? Okay, it's not grounded enough for him be linear. And when he's at a place, it's so hard to get to a place, he doesn't want to leave anybody out. So just say the city you're in, or the city you want to see him. Let me repeat. Los Angeles, San Francisco, and somewhere in Washington, Seattle area. All right?
Yeah, and you can see, see it in my email. That way, you know, it'll get to him.
All right. So, yeah.
Okay, well, if they send it to me, Raiden, I'll forward it to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I don't want to do this.
Is Tom on the line? Is Tom on the line from San Jose?
I have not heard Tom. No, negative.
Okay, because he asked to find out, and we've been attempting to get back a hold of him, but there has been no response.
Do you have a phone number? I have a phone number. Let's get to our questions now. That's all I want to say.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Raiden. I'm going to mute you. All right. Here we go.
Right.
Terry, are you ready?
I'm never ready, but I'm here.
Thank you so much for doing this, Terry. I feel so blessed to be part of this.
I feel blessed with you in a chasing with the cows.
All right. Well, Father, Mother, God, win. Take over.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect Terry and myself. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light. And be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of the planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. We come directly to you. Is there an echo? Vince?
No, it sounds okay. For some reason.
Okay, I hear the echo in my headset.
It's bouncing from your phone a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit of an echo.
You know, Hyas, if you can ride to mute, you might have to... I'll try to do it, but you might have to mute me while Terry is answering, okay?
Yes, will do.
Because we don't usually do this in the same room.
Right.
Okay?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We burn like a candle and showing light in the darkness. If there's ever any place that we can assist, let us know. Ask us a question. It is our aim to assist wherever we can and make your travels in this third difficult density burn a little brighter, the trail a little bit easier, the path a little easier. If your path, you find your path is hard, then you are up against something that is hindering your forward movement or making it more difficult. And sometimes an answer to a question or a arm up can help on your path. If we ever see anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it, as does not resonate with you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yes. And here we go. We're going to jump right into this and go through these questions really fast. And we'll start off with Antonio. I'm trying to teach myself how to manifest, and I need help. I want to know how to make my mind and my heart one. Thank you, Antonio.
Thank you. Your mind and your heart are not one. So they have to be, in order to act as one, they have to be coordinated. Your mind is slower. It is made more of, there are more particles containing the structure of your mind. Do not worry about it if your mind and your heart are not one. Enjoy the experience and pay attention to the experience, because this is where a lot of learning can happen, and your mind will go through changes. And so do not try to affix your mind into some kind of a stable state. Just allow motion and ride with the impulse, the visions, ride with the experience that you are provided with your mind and your soul. It can be a very interesting growth experience. Thank you.
Thank you. And next question. Next question is from, just a moment here. Bonnie,
we listen with anticipation.
Bonnie Penners.
Yes, Bonnie Penners.
And is it possible to check up on my big brother, David Penners? He passed away in 2017, and my niece is holding on to his ashes and has now added his mother Connie's remains to her collection. I'm hoping Dave has moved along in his progress and send my love light to the last of my three siblings to pass over. Also, if we as crew members, family, have been reincarnating together since we arrived so very long ago, what would the others do on the other side while waiting for the rest of us to join them? I love you, and I'm grateful for the rare and sacred opportunities for connection and the knowledge you share with us, brethren. Bonnie Penners. And I just wanted to comment. Bonnie, a long time ago, asked a question and found out she and her siblings had crash-landed on a spaceship or something, or wouldn't take off, and got stuck in this realm that had been reincarnating ever since. That's the background to her question. And I turn it over to our sources. Thank you.
Thank you. We are very fast. We answered her question immediately after she asked it. So let us attempt to go back and recreate it. You and your brothers and sisters who were traveling with you do not sit around and wait. However, they are in motion and they are having other experiences on the other side, and even some incarnating again. However, they hold within their soul structure and DNA memory the we search for the word here, the encapsulation of the hologramic experience. They hold this in the memory as they travel through their path in the current time. And they always have that available so that when circumstances coalesce together or coincide, then it reactivates this memory and they are able to reformulate a life together. So they are not held in suspension waiting, although that is a possible scenario for someone. Your brothers and sisters tend to move with the time and experience. However, there is always the space, memory that is held there that can cause a recreation of the coming together.
Thank you. Wanda, I know you asked me a question, and
just a minute. She asked particularly about, was it David?
Wanda?
No. Bonnie. Read the first part.
I'm hoping Dave has moved along in his progress.
Yes, Dave has moved along. However, Dave rechecks in every now and then with you and the rest to see, touch base for an instant and see where you're at and how you're doing.
Thank you. All right. Next question. I just wanted to mention Wanda. I know you sent a question, and I know it was important, but I don't think you sent it to the right email, which I read it when it came in, but I don't have time to look for it now. So send it to Winfrey at Yahoo or Vespa's questions at intelligent-infinity. But Winfrey at Yahoo, and resend it. WINNFREE@yahoo.com. Hurry up. Okay? This is from Josephina and Brian. And let me see here. I don't see her city.
Okay. She's located in Cobble Hill, Canada.
Cobble Hill, Canada. Thank you, guys. Okay. So let me write that down. They have such quaint names for cities in Canada, you know? Okay. Cobble Hill, Canada. Okay. This is my first time at this Wednesday call, and I'm probably crying again to hear something from the Elohim group. My question is my body reacting to the hypertension medications that my doctor gave me? It has been 3 times since she changed it because my body is not feeling well for the first 2. And now I'm on my 3rd try, and I can't explain what is going on with me. Can you give me any insight on this? And my husband wanted to know why his joints have been hurting a lot. Thank you, and I appreciate your kindness. Love, Josephina and Brian, Cobble Hill, Canada. And officially, we don't give medical advice, so this is for entertainment purposes only, and we turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. Give us a second. We are so fast. We give the reading almost immediately, generally, not always, but generally. Your medicine is foreign. You have 3 on the 3rd medicine, and your first 2 were reacting, syncing S-Y-N-C-I-N-G very well with what is going on with your body. The 3rd one is attempting to sync S-Y-N-C with your body, but isn't quite there. Give it a couple more days or day to test it out and see. It's not quite in sync either, but it is attempting to pull the aspects of your body together to be in sync with it. The medicine is not meant to be taken permanently, but as the emergency boost to get you through. So be sensitive to it and pay attention to see and always stay ready to contact your doctor. But this is the 3rd medicine is closer to the what you can ease the symptoms of your body. But remember, this is not a cure, and What is the husband's name? Brian.
Brian.
Yes, we are looking. All right, we are looking here. We are scanning your body. The people generally lubricate their cars. We ask if you are taking proper oils within your body, for instance, Nordic oil, it's a type of fish oil that provides nutrients for your body, which can give oil to help your body to move better, operate better. This is only a start in a range of nutrients that may help check your magnesium levels. You may want to take something like CALM, C-A-L-M. It's a powder with magnesium in it that you mix with water and take some before bedtime to help with this aspect. A larger program could help this. Don't eat sugar. Sugar makes things taste better, but it is rough upon the body. Keep your body alkaline. Go to the health food store and get some pH paper and use it daily to measure your pH of your urine. It should be 7 or a little higher. And if it turns up with 5.5, your body is too acid, and even 5.6, even it needs to be more alkaline. And when it is more alkaline, then it is easier on the body, because acid tends to corrode things, and your body does not do as well. And you might study different ways of arranging your diet so that you are you have an acid, not an acid, but you have an alkaline pH. Thank you.
Mark Sonnenberg, and I don't have his.
Mark Sonnenberg in Ireland?
I must be in Ireland, I guess. I don't know. He didn't put it. If you think it's Ireland, if we have a Mark Sonnenberg in Ireland, then that's it, okay? Yeah, his email is Ireland. All right. Okay, Mark, we got you. All right. Next question is, I would like to ask guidance on giving me the capacity to create the clearest connection between Gaia, Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, Ruka di Kucha. Sounds like a master. I don't know who that is. And the Elohim, especially.
We are all at different frequencies. Mother Earth is a very broad range of frequencies, and Mother Earth is all around you, and Mother Earth is very aware and knows you, and in the call now can tune in. Mother Earth is a part of these calls now, and she, all of her creatures, she treasures. And so she is a different range of frequencies than us, the Elohim. We are a very high range of frequencies. So it's like we can all be there together. Mother Teresa, it's like all of the being spirits that you refer to all have a different sense about them, much as your mother had a different sense than your father and has a different sense than your best friend in high school. They all had different personalities, different senses. So, too, with all of the spirit beings you have mentioned.
Thank you. And, you know, Mark, we have a lot of frequencies just on these lines when you come in. Notice the frequencies that you feel when Terry is channeling and when Mother Earth is saying hello, and as a start to help make a connection. You know, it's subtle, because my experience is all of these things are part of you, and they're subtle frequencies. You learn to recognize them. It's not like you suddenly... Now, maybe it is like this for some people, but my experience is it's not like you suddenly blissed out and said, oh, it's Jesus, or oh, it's Mary Magdalene, oh, it's the Elohim. It could be, but it's...
Mary Magdalene is here. Mary Magdalene is called in by her name. And so this is another thing that you can do, is to call in. Mary Magdalene is making touch with you and connecting. And she is available for connection. You may not recognize this. It is like the gentle rain on your face, or lighter than that. It is very bright sense. There's a light with it. A spiritual light with us.
Thank you. Next question. I'm looking for Wanda's email, and I haven't gotten it. I know there's an urgency in your email, Wanda. And when I get it, I'll try.
Maybe we could unmute Wanda and have her come in and ask it. Is this possible, but what we're thinking about it,
yeah,
here?
Yeah, Eyes, are you listening?
Yes, he is unmuted. Wanda, speak up. She went to the bathroom. Disregard.
All right, that's the next question. All right, well, we tried.
May I jump in there? I want to ask our sources.
What?
In relation to Antonio's question, he has something like to make the mind and the heart one, but just in general for every person, can you give guidance on having the mind work through the heart, which seems to me a positive thing?
Please, you know what? Let's ask that question next week.
We're already addressing it. It is a beautiful thing when the mind and the heart are in balance, and it takes both the mind and the heart, which are have different hologramic components. to be resonating and in sync with each other. It is a special, a beautiful circumstance when this happens, and it is either happening or it isn't happening, and if it isn't happening, to try to force it to happen. There is way too low a mechanical way of trying to make it happen. It happens at a very high level.
Okay. Now, what you just did, Thais, is you preempted Robert Harlech's question, all right? And because we're really out of time, and he's got...
His question
is going to be too long to answer, okay?
BBS said we can go over.
They just told you that?
Yes.
Maybe Antonio could go over.
Yeah, you can go over as long as you want. Go nuts. Go crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we can ask Robert Harlech's question.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we started late and we have a lot of questions, okay? We have a question about Dr. Ging and Reverend Bill. I would like them to ask that question when they're on the line, okay? And then we have here...
Mr. Harlech, Robert Harlech would like to say that?
No. That's someone else. I'll ask Robert's direction. Now, Robert, you know, this is a question that has come up through a lot of our readings. I'm going to give you my quick answer from all the questions we've asked, okay? But then I'll turn it over to them. What density are we associated with here on Earth? And the answer to that is third density. This was in the raw material.
Third density, but however, it does take into account a harmonic level. It does the higher densities, and it also takes into account the lower densities as they are built on. The third density is built on the lower densities.
Mm. And what range of densities are there in the universe? And
there is a range, however, there is a dividing line, so to speak. It is not like a cement wall or anything like that, but it is built up of particles. They are bouncing off each other because of the different frequencies at the place of intersection.
Okay. They're not letting me answer. That's all right. They can free up me. For any pair of different densities, can it be said one density is heavier or lighter than another?
If you compare different densities, as you go higher, there are less, and the particles are thinner, and therefore they are lighter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. I'll ask one more question here. Joe, is there anything that could have supported the healing I received recently in my eyes, prostrate, and bladder, and have had better results? Thank you.
Thank you. There is a rigidity in your body that is part of the, what would you call it, the autonomic nervous system. It is beyond your control. It is a pattern that was set up in your past. It is warding off change. And this is beyond your control, so do not be discouraged as every experience is an avenue to a greater, more profound and fulfilling experience, or can be.
Okay. Now, I found Wanda's question, but she sent it to the wrong email, but I found it anyway, okay? She sent this for her friend Tammy Purnell, that was involved
yes.
in a fire.
Yes, and, yes. She was very unexpectedly and badly burned. And yes, continue.
She left the burn hospital and said she couldn't take it anymore with their ways of healing.
Yes, the ways of healing are very archaic.
She wants to know what to do to heal third-degree burns and anything else. Please, 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 and pray for me over and over again. Her words, she also asked to help heal this rotten world we are living in and come into third whole planet healing every night, Tammy, because that's what we're working on. And thank you
yes,
from the bottom
Tammy,
of my heart.
Tammy, come in and come into Sundays to the healing and put it in the healing list on Sundays and continually to not only have us work with you, as there is a lot of healing that needs to be done. Having the others on the call pray with you for you and can also help as we talk. We are working with your skin, which within the first half hour after being burned is when you can receive the biggest, fastest healing before the burn really sets in. For anyone that is burned, this is to remember to send the energy of the healing and the memory of what it was before the burn to the area. You can still do that, Tammy. You can still do that. However, now it is more painful because it has had more time to set. Do not mind. The pain is difficult. However, the pain is a pain of reconnecting or attempting to reconnect. You are correct. The people at the burn center do not have the correct technology for healing burns.
Thank you. Okay, another question here. Isis, we're going to have to do yours next week, okay? I'm going to do Dharmananda. And this is a quick question. It's my fault for coming in late. And at least I came in. We were driving. We were really tired, and it was 115 degrees. And then we checked into a hotel. But here, last night, I asked the Elohim to merge with me, and I felt this strong energy and started laughing. Was that you? And are you still merged with me? That's from Dharmananda.
We're there with you. We were experimenting with what it could be to merge with you. When you see the pink light in a photograph, when we are with you, as in the photographs of Wynn, it is us. It is a reaction of the space. And the particles in the space of us being merged with you that creates the pink light. And the answer yes was yes.
Thank you. And that'll be our last question for the night. Thank you, BBS, for letting us go over. Thank you, all of you who are asking questions, and just remember, use your own discernment, on what you take in and what works for you. And Who else did we miss here?
Isis
and Don Herman. Okay? So ask them next week. You two guys ask questions.
They send love to Isis and Don and everyone else on the line.
And we're going
to Leonard, who has wandered off.
Yeah. And we'll get Leonard to listen and ask next week, maybe. Okay? I hope I gave him the right phone number. We were in the lobby of the hotel rushing through. But in any case, we're going over to Whole Planet Healing. Phone number is 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250513. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Hayes, for managing everything. And
I thank you, Wynn, and I thank you, Terry, and I thank our beautiful brothers and sisters from the other side, the Elohim group, Ra group, and especially also Mary Magdalene and all the other sources that are connecting with us. It's a big blessing. I appreciate it very much.
Yes, this is Terry. They know something that is beautiful happening.
Awesome.
Thanks,
Wynn. Unmuted.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Hayes.
Thank you, beautiful answers.
Thank you so much.
Love you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Beautiful.
It was
very energetic.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you all.
Thank you, Hayes.
Wait a minute.
Much love to all.
Whole Planet Healing.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.